MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 29, 2025. A Gloucester man is being held without bail. Second fire in 2 weeks at a Marblehead church. Sunny to partly cloudy, mid-70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:08 p.m. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, facing a raft of charges including armed robbery, larceny, and car theft from multiple incidents earlier this month, a Gloucester man was ordered held without bail at Middleton Jail after a dangerousness hearing in Gloucester District Court on Friday, September 26. Police allege Evan Durgan committed a number of offenses from September 14 to 16. He was arrested by Lynn Police September 16 on a warrant after he was spotted in that city when police say he stole a white GMC pickup truck in front of a dry cleaner's on Washington Street in Gloucester. 38-year-old Durgan appeared via Zoom from jail during Friday court appearance, according to defense attorney Grace Edwards. He was also arraigned on a new charge that morning, threat to commit a crime in connection with allegedly making threats to a person at an ice cream shop on Pleasant Street in Gloucester on September 14, which preceded the other two incidents for which he is now facing charges. A plea of not guilty was entered on behalf of the new charge. Durgan was initially arraigned before Judge Mike Patton on September 17, where a plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. At the time, he was ordered held without bail, pending that dangerousness hearing, which was held on Friday. Daily Item is reporting that Marblehead's Our Lady Star of the Sea Church has now seen two fires break out on back-to-back Sundays. State police confirmed that fire investigators responded to a fire at the church this past Sunday morning. A fire began during the church's 11 a.m. Mass, according to the Monsignor, who said someone smelled smoke coming from the bathroom and called 911. The previous fire, which happened on September 21, also was during Our Lady Star of the Sea's 11 a.m. Mass. While there have been no damages reported, there have been some concerns raised on the consistent nature of the fires. Local and state public safety personnel are still investigating, and according to itemlive.com, WCVB5 first reported the story. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Salem News reporter Michael McHugh reports the city of Salem has officially started its estimated 3-year journey toward recognition as a UNICEF child-friendly city and becoming the first city in the Northeast to earn that designation. Through the Child Friendly Cities Initiative, CFCI, Salem will build upon its work to elevate youth services and strengthen support for children and families across the city. UNICEF's CFCI, created in 1996, is designed to develop policies that protect, support, and empower children and young people by providing them with the necessary resources to shape their futures. And Caitlin D. writes a Newburyport Daily News, months after Amesbury Innovation High School students stood outside City Hall to protest a proposed move to the city's high school, they're now facing the possibility of the schools being shut down completely. The new threat comes as city officials weigh what to cut should a proposed $6 million budget override fail to be approved in November. The override question, proposed by Amesbury Mayor Cassandra Gove, reads, "Shall the city of Amesbury be allowed to assess an additional $6 million in real estate and personal property taxes for the purposes of funding the operating budgets of the city and of the public schools for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2026. If approved, the override would increase property taxes for Amesbury residents. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, after 4 weeks of high school football, several teams remain unbeaten. They are St. John's Prep, Marblehead, Danvers, Gloucester, North Reading, and Amesbury. There was a number of exciting close games over the weekend. One of them found Saugus edging Lynn Tech Saturday night 12-6. The winning TD was scored on a 4-yard pass from Eli Fiallo to Ryan Shea, giving the Sachems their first win of the year. In college football, Endicott improved to 3-1 on the season with a 48-14 win over Husson. Former Peabody High School quarterback Shea Lynch threw 3 touchdown passes for the Gulls. The Endicott field hockey team edged Middlebury 2-1 over the weekend in what was called a statement win for the program. Middlebury is the 7-time defending national champion. The Gulls now have a record of 8-1. The Hamilton-Wenham girls soccer team is unbeaten at 6-0-1. On Saturday, the Generals top Manchester Essex 6-1, and they play at Essex Tech today. The Newburyport volleyball team pulled off a 5-set come-from-behind win over Bishop Fenwick Friday night. The Clippers are now at 7-3 and will host the same Fenwick team today at 5:15. In the pros, the Red Sox closed out their regular season with a 4-3 win over the Tigers yesterday. The two teams will meet at Yankee Stadium in New York in Game 1 of a best-of-three playoff matchup. First pitch at 6:08 p.m. on Tuesday. The Patriots crushed the Carolina Panthers yesterday 42-13 to improve to 2-2 at Buffalo next on Sunday. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.